So I headed to Vietnam in late 2018. And the one thing I didn't even think of is if I needed a visa or not. I was just imagining the amazing food and the beautiful Ha Long Bay. But luckily for Vietnam visas, they make the whole visa process so, so easy. And to book your visa, please go to the link in the show notes for such an easy experience. So how do you solve a problem like Mariah? As my brother said, spoiler alert, you can't. So there you go. I'm just an Australian girl with the world at her feet, working in public relations and communications, who's learning about life and myself every single day. Join me as I tell you stories, share my outlook on life, and just talk utter garbage. This podcast is where I talk about my world, your world, and the world around us to hopefully inspire or just entertain. It will be fun, I promise. In today's episode, it is a special episode. I've reached 20. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I just want to spend this episode going through 20 things I've learned in 20 podcast episodes. So let's get started. Welcome, I'm back for another episode of How Do You Solve a Problem Like Mariah. So I can't believe I've reached 20 episodes. Who would have thought I got this far? Nothing like a bit of dedication to really motivate you. So I guess that's a really important lesson to begin with, is never give up on something you really want to achieve. Anyway, firstly, I just want to let you guys know I am back drinking. Well, I've only one weekend, and as you can tell, I've already lost my voice. So that's what happens. Key lessons that I learned was drinking makes you tired whether you have the same amount of sleep sober than you did drunk. I'm exhausted. And it's a Monday night and I'm just super duper tired. So we'll get through this. And that you lose your voice. It's so annoying. So inconvenient for podcasting. So my highlight for the fortnight, I had my cousin's wedding. That was my highlight. Congratulations to Tyler and Mel. The wedding was really beautiful. So that was my highlight for the fortnight. And let's just get started. I want to just get into the life lessons that I've learned. 20 episodes. So the first one was, is hard work not to say. So is because so and well. In episode one, was used a lot. I still use because so and, but I guess that's just sometimes people talk that way. Anyway, no matter who you listen to, never judge, because is really, really hard not to say. Lesson number two, you can juggle 1,000 things at once, but it isn't ideal. And this is relative to all my episodes, because I'm now recording on a Monday night. I will edit this in my lunch break on Tuesday, so tomorrow, and I will try and finish it Tuesday night to upload whilst working, going to the gym, doing other things. So it's definitely not ideal. If you can cut back on things, sometimes you have to focus on what you actually want to do. But yeah, you can juggle things if you absolutely have to, and I've had to get these kinds of things out. It's never easy. It can be stressful, but I guess learning to manage your stress and not be so hard on yourself when you don't always get things out on time, or it might not be 100% how you wanted it. I mean, I know we always should strive for being the best we can be, but sometimes we have to juggle things. Often we need to prioritize, have a focused key goal, and then the others should follow after it. So that was lesson number two. Lesson number three is there is some amazing people out there. You just have to search. So from my episodes 12 to now, from episode 12, I really focused on meeting new people. That was one of my key goals for this year, is to meet new people. I did that by joining some Facebook groups, one of them being a podcast group. And I found some amazing people to have on my show and people that I still connect with now. But I think if you really, really want to meet new people, you just have to search. There's a couple of groups I'm now part of, some exciting things that I really want to share with you in the future. But I think it's just about putting yourself out there and being willing to join Facebook groups, go to events on your own, network with people that are like-minded. But there is some really incredible people out there doing great things. So it's always great to make connections. Number four was failure is good and it helps us grow. Episode 12, I had Andrew on and he talked about not being afraid to fail. So let's hear a little bit about what Andrew said about failure.
Would like to say, or what I would like people to understand, is that in the grand scheme of things, the mistakes that we make, no matter how big they are really insignificant.
Yeah.
Right? You should not be afraid to make smart mistakes.
Yeah.
Make the mistake. It's totally fine. Try to learn something new. Or if you're trying something new and not being immediately successful, that's also not failure.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot of people will try something and they're not immediately successful and they think, oh God, I'm terrible. I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
But that's not the truth. The truth is that you need to keep going.
Yeah.
You need to keep learning and you need to keep trying.
Yeah.
If you can do that, if you can make smart mistakes, if you can try new things that push you just outside of your comfort zone a little bit at a time, then no matter what happens at the end of it, you win. You never lose.
So I think that was really, really key, that part, especially talking about, you know, famous people that have failed. You have Oprah, you have Michael Jordan, all those people that just never gave up. So they learned from their lessons and they never, ever gave up. Lesson number five is only you can decide your fate and goals. And I learned that especially in episode 13 when I had Matt on to talk about his amazing experience to get into Red Hot Chili Peppers. So I guess that was his goal for the day, and he ended up getting an amazing opportunity through that, and he made that decision himself. So, you know, we can use this a bit of inspiration to really focus on our goals and our fate, because we 100% control our own life. We can't rely on other people to make that happen for us. So I guess what we can learn from Matt is that he decided that's what he wanted to do and he just went for it, even if it was telling a few lies. It's actually hilarious. I couldn't even believe when he messaged me that story. It's such a great story. Also, in episode 13 and my sixth lesson is visions work. I talk about this in episode 13 especially because that was when I found out I'd been accepted to go to New Zealand, and that was one of my key visions for 2019, and I've got a lot more on there, and I really wanted it, and I really spent the time on my application and I really, really imagined myself there. And I got it. And that's all about manifesting and all that kind of stuff, which I'm not going to go into. I think I will at a later date because I'm really having some great experiences with it. But I think at the end of the day, it's because I wanted it. I worked hard for it and I didn't, you know, it didn't fall in my lap. I worked hard to get there. And I think there's just other things that have happened this year that I will talk about in future podcasts. But visions work. If you really want something and you envision yourself there, trust me, you'll get there. Lesson number seven is, I should have known this before the podcast, and I did know this, sorry, before the podcast, but my dad is the best. So I want to take you through some of the best bits of Wayno. You'll find that you've definitely learned from something like that. Have you learned from anything that you've failed at?
Oh, as you get older, you learn a lot of things that you might have thought were a failure at the time. When you get a chance to reflect back on what you've done in your life, you realise some failures led to a lot of successes. And that's probably the best way to look at it. Don't see it as a failure, see it as a door to another success.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. Thanks for that. You're very wise on the Great Northerns. You sure you don't want to sing a song?
Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when I'm perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me, Well, I must be one hell of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can.
Seriously, loved having him and also Mum on the show. That was great. Number 8 was you can lie to get opportunities as long as you believe in them. And obviously I had a series of episodes on this, but episode 14 was a great one. That was about an Australian name. Her name was Tiffany, and she's actually a radio host. And congrats, because I just saw on Facebook the other day that she's moving to New Zealand, so that's awesome. But she spoke about, you know, telling a few lies to get some really amazing career opportunities. It's not that she wasn't capable. She had faith that she could do it, and she had told some lies to get there. So let's have a little listen from Tiffany about her story.
Okay. So I was on the way to Vietnam via Darwin.
Yep.
And my dad lives in Darwin, so I was coming from Adelaide. I flew to Darwin, spent a day with him, and then got on the flight to Saigon. And basically, it was the same way on the way back, and I stopped in, had my holiday, and I was flying like the next couple of days back to Adelaide. So I was just sitting in my dad's lounge room with the radio on, because I really love listening to like different radio stations around. It really gets like, it gives you a really good understanding of like what a place is like when you listen to local radio.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm listening to it, and then my dad's cleaner came in, and I was having a good chat with her, and she was talking about the station, and she said, oh yeah, they go through announcers, you know, quite a lot up here. And I thought, oh, do they now? And I remember a couple of months back, I'd seen a job posting where they'd said the station manager's name, and I thought, you know what? Let me just try this. Let me just get hustling. And I had this whole like 5 seconds of courage. So I called up reception and I was like, so Mike Harvey, I was at a thing with Mike and he told me to get in contact with the program director, the guys who do the hiring and firing for radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, and the receptionist was like, oh, okay. I was like, what's the guy's name? Like, I was at a party with Mike and he told me to get in contact with him, but I can't for the life of me remember. And she's like, oh, his name's Dave. And I was like, ding, 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 awesome. I was like, you know, is he available? And she's like, oh, hang on, let me check. It's my first day. Turns out he wasn't. And she's like, oh, can I take a message? And I thought, do you know what? Just give me his email address. I'll send him an email. And that's how I got this email. And I sent the guy an email and we got talking, and I'd pretty much got flown back to Adelaide by the time he responded.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd lied again, saying that I constantly, you know, fly up to Darwin. So when I was there next, we'd happily catch up. And we did. And then it turned into a job. I think you've got to be fast on your feet. Mm-hmm. Because at some point, you know, you're going to need to stretch it and make it sound like it's, you know, you believe it, like it's a real thing. So maybe, you know, you need to have a little bit of an understanding of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Even if you are lying, so that you can make it, I guess, convincing.
Yeah.
I guess interpersonal skills, the ability to hold a conversation, whether or not you're talking about something that you know a lot about or you don't. Just something that really brings the conversation forward and lets people think a certain thing.
Yeah. Seriously amazing. So lesson number 9 is I am a bit of a drunk. And this year I've proven that through multiple injuries, black eyes, and a bit of regrets. But I've had fun and I've learned that I can have a month of alcohol and do it successfully. And I think I will be definitely taking that into play a lot more as I grow up. So it was a big life lesson, especially in the last couple of months. Health is very important. Dignity is very important. Also, having fun is important. So it's just having a good balance between those. Number 10 was yes can bring a lot of great opportunities. And this was episode 4 and 5 when Nicola and I did the Yes Challenge, and it resulted in Nicola living on the Gold Coast, obviously, I'm sure she hopefully would have taken that opportunity whether she had to say yes or not. She's having such an amazing time. She's absolutely killing it. And, you know, sometimes saying yes and just going with it will bring a lot of amazing opportunities that you never thought that you could have if you said no. A lot of times we always say no, and I always now think, what would the fun option be? And even if, you know, I go out a bit of routine or stay out late on a weeknight, like who cares if I've had a good time and got an amazing opportunity out of it? I think we should say yes a lot more. Sometimes we just jump to no without actually thinking about what it can bring us. Episode 11, we can sort out our finances and we just need to focus on the key things. That's episode 11 and number 11. I've learnt this a lot in the last couple of months, and I'm finding the less I say I don't have any money, the more money I seem to have. I think it's a negative mindset behind money. And for some reason, the more times we say we're poor, the more chances we have of being poor. I read a book, Think, Grow Rich, which was a really good book, a little bit dated, a little bit sexist, a little bit racist, but a great book on finances and how our mentality drives the way we earn money, the way we save money, and how we have a relationship with money. So a healthy relationship with money is really, really important, and being open about it. If we stress about money all the time and think we're poor all the time, we are going to be. It's like the quote from Henry Ford, if you think you can or can't, you're right. Something along those lines. But anyway, it's true. If you think you have money, you do. If you think you don't have money, you don't. So anyway, that was, I've really pulled in my budgeting and my money from that episode. Really, really helped me. So I hope it helped you guys. And lesson number 12, we can travel and release podcast episodes. I did this in 7 and 8, as well as 16 and 17. And also we can travel and have an amazing time and podcast about that. So I want to take you through a couple of funny highlights from the episode with my parents in Cambodia and Vietnam. So let's just listen to a couple of my favorite bits from that podcast.
One of my highlights was watching Dad fall up a gutter in Siem Reap after a big night at Pub Street, where I think he had too many Angkor beers. We ended up on that night on the tuk-tuk home, booking ourselves a tour with the tuk-tuk driver for 9 a.m. for $15, and I got some crabs, which were horrible. I'll put a video up of myself eating them, and they were not good.
Define crabs.
Oh, Mum, I haven't even introduced you yet.
I'm sorry.
Street food crabs.
Okay.
For those that don't know my mother, she's got a very sick sense of humour. All right, we'll start with Dad. Some Reap highlights.
Oh, probably lots of neutrons choked in a scorpion and a triangular.
Yeah, actually, I'll post a video of that. Don't recommend that. It's in disgusting.
I don't remember falling up the gutter, so that's not really a highlight or a lowlight.
Because he doesn't remember the tuk-tuk home.
The Angkor beer is terrific.
The happy hour's a highlight.
The happy hour was good. Lowlights, any travellers that go to this part of the world, the experiences at the toilet aren't great, and they're regular. Yeah. Oh. I'll tell you one thing though, they make you pay for a visa to come to the country, and I think I've well and truly got me money's worth out of their sewer system.
Sorry, my computer is going dead. I hope I can get through this without it going flat. Lesson number 13, birthdays can be celebrated across the whole month. I explained this in episode 15 and I stand by it. You have the power to celebrate your birthday for as long as you like. Obviously, a month is probably a bit long, but I'm calling it. You can have a birthday month. And I think it's really important to celebrate birthdays. You know, sometimes we just think it's another day, but it's also another great day to catch up with people. I always find, you know, people make more of an effort when they know it's your birthday and they show up, and it's a good chance to catch up with everyone. So definitely celebrate your birthday if you don't want to do it for a whole month. Don't be sad about getting older. Embrace it. Life lesson number 14, happiness is up to you. And we talked about this in episode 18 with Simona, and she had some really, really great tips for being happy. And sometimes we're not always going to be happy, but most of the time we can be, as long as we are willing to be happy. If we always think of the negative mindset and the negative things, it's just going to, it's going to escalate, and we're always going to think negatively and be unhappy. Some of the great tips that she had was meditating, journaling, and just trying to think of the things that make you happy and your purpose. And once you have your purpose, you will find yourself being a lot more happier. Lesson number 16 is about purpose. And a purpose in life is so important to developing goals and direction. And I talk about this in episode 3, which was one of the episodes where I talk about the why. And once we can explain the why, we can really, really push further towards where we want to be in life. So there's a couple of bits from episode 3 that I really just want to share with you right now.
Let's just think about why ourselves. Like, why do we do the things we do, and why are we here? What is our purpose? Why do we get up every day? And I think if you look at the why in your life, you will wake up every day knowing exactly why you're here and what is going to drive you and what are your passions. So I just want you to take time to think about the why and form a purpose. So what is your purpose and why? And I explained mine in my first ever episode, and mine is to educate. And it's not from being a teacher, but it's through my writing or this podcast or anything I do. I don't need to teach people, but simply just educate them so we can all make our own decisions. I think it's really important that we take control of our lives, but some people, or a lot of people, don't know really where to begin or where to start. So I think if you can educate someone with your knowledge, then it'll inspire others.
Then for lesson 17, miracle mornings and meditation work. And it really, really sets you up. It puts you in a positive mind frame, and it gives you so much more confidence. I talked about my miracle morning in episode 2, and I really, really recommend that you read Hal Elrod's book, Miracle Morning, listen to his podcast, Achieve Your Goals. And it's just putting yourself in that mindset to believe that you can achieve whatever you want. If you get up an hour earlier every day, you will feel a lot more productive, a lot less stressed, and you will find that you will be achieving a lot more. We're nearly at the end. So lesson number 18 is you can't control people's actions as much as you want to. Whether I learned that from these podcast episodes and from people on my show, I've really, really learned that in these last 3 or 4 months. Even though I've always been a person of control, I like having control over my life. Sometimes you can't. Things happen. People come into your life and they go from your life, and that's up to them. And you can't control that as much as you want to. And I talked a little bit about that in last week's episode on change, which is one I think you should go back and have a listen to. Because it's hard. We as people like to have control. We don't like to feel out of control, because as... Oh, bedtime alarm's gone off. It's time for bed. Anyway, sorry about that. So yeah, I think just remembering that you can control your actions, but you can't control others, will help you. Because if you can control your actions, you can control how you respond to other people. And if you respond in a positive way, you will feel a lot better about it. Lesson number 19, you should follow your own dreams, not someone else's. And I talk about this in episode 10, New Year, Same You, But Better, and episode 14. So I just want to take you through a little few snippets on things that I said from that episode about following your dreams, not someone else's. Finish this episode with a quote, and it's from my ultimate favorite actor, who is no longer with us, rest in peace. And it's Everyone you meet always asks if you have a career, are married, or own a house, as if life was some kind of grocery list. But no one ever asks if you are happy, and that's by Heath Ledger. How good is Heath Ledger, by the way? I'm obsessed with him. He is amazing. But this quote is really great and really speaks to me. I don't want those normal goals, not yet anyway. I have other goals that I want to achieve, so I'm not measuring my success or happiness over those normal goals where we get married, we own a house, we have kids, all that. It doesn't matter if you don't want those things, but all that matters is if you are happy. And it shouldn't matter what you have and when you come across them. So whether you end up married with a house at 50, as long as you're happy and you are happy with the journey that you have led, and when you get to a certain age, you look back and you have no regrets. It doesn't matter if you get to those things later in life or you don't get to them at all. I think your perfect measurement and what you should be asking people is, how are you and what things have you done that have made you happy? I think just to go back on this, it's really, really important to establish your own dreams and your goals and don't compare yourself at all with someone that might be doing something similar or someone that's doing something completely different and you just aren't sure if what you're doing is right. If you are happy, it'll be right and you'll know it. You'll have a gut feeling. So don't do what other people are doing. Do what you want to do. And finally, my 20th lesson in 20 episodes is you can achieve anything you want. The only thing stopping you is you, and it's all about taking one step at a time. And I learned this as soon as I started this podcast. I've said before, I did a little bit on this every day for 30 days, and by the end of the 30 days, I said to myself, you are going to publish this podcast after the 30 days. So I chipped away. It's just setting yourself some time frames. And you can achieve it, I can guarantee you. It's just holding yourself accountable, making sure you get those little tasks done. And there is something that I'm working on right now that I'm really, really excited. I think the next podcast I'll be able to tell you guys. But it's just amazing what you can achieve when you really want something. There is absolutely no stopping you. And sometimes it's hard to be motivated. It's hard to show up every day and do what you have to do, whether that's in your personal life or your professional life. But at the end of the day, if you really want something, you'll just chip away at it. Whether it's one day you do something really small towards it because you're not feeling so motivated, and the next day you just smash it and complete so many tasks that you have to do that is heading straight towards your goals. So there you have it. That's 20 goals in 20 episodes. I hope you've enjoyed the journey so far. I love coming on and talking to you guys. It just makes me so happy when people send me amazing messages to say what they've got out of the show. And it doesn't matter how many people I reach. It just matters that the people that I do reach are really getting something out of it. So before I head off and go to bed, because my alarm has told me it's bedtime, I want to leave you with this quote. No regrets in life, just lessons learnt. And this one needs to be revisited a lot because we always make mistakes. We always will make mistakes. There have been times where I feel like I've completely wasted years, and I think I regret them. And now I look back and it's because I'm exactly where I need to be. And you always need to learn that you will get where you want to be if you work hard enough. Sometimes you'll go off track, but it's because you need to be there because there's a lesson for you to learn. So always remember that no matter what, there's always a lesson to be learned. So with that, lesson learned is always love yourself, because that's the most important thing. If you don't love yourself, it's really, really hard for all of us to love you. But I'm sure you already know that. All right, have an amazing fortnight. So I hope you got something out of today's show. And if you like my podcast, please share it on your Instagram stories, Facebook stories, any of your social media, and tag me at @MariahMackinnis_. I'd also love to hear what you have to say about the podcast. So if you jump onto iTunes, it'll take you only a few minutes. You can rate and review my show and also share it with your amazing friends. It won't take long and it'll really, really go a long way to helping me out. Also, you can find out more about the show by clicking on the information in the show notes below. where it'll take you to my blog with all pictures and information about this episode and future and past episodes. You can add me on Instagram at @MariahMcInnes_ or my travel page at A Traveler's Antiques. I'm on there all the time. Please drop me a message. Feel free to talk to me whenever you like. And as for my blog, A Traveler's Antiques blog, you can also read my key learnings from New Zealand, because it is all about life lessons. Here I talk about some amazing things that I did, but also some amazing things I learned whilst on that hike, because even though it was 5 days, there was a lot of key learnings. Okay, I will catch you next fortnight, and now I will sit here for 10 minutes and get rid of the pins and needles. Bye, guys.